This shiur is dedicated to Yilui Nishmosoi of Chaim Yisochar ben Yechiel Zeidel Doiv, our unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. He should be a Meretz Yosho for the beautiful family, for the Feigenbaums. They should only know Simcha and Nachas L'Oirech Yomim. The topic we will be discussing today is a general topic, not really related essentially to the weekly parasha, but one of the sources of the broad concept is a posuk in this week's parasha. When we learn the story of Shimon Velevi, Achei Dino, with Anshei Shechem, and Shimon Velevi attacked the city and destroyed the entire town, the posuk says, "Vehi biyom shlishi, beheyosam koyavim, veyikhu shnei bnei Yankov Shimon Velevi Achei Dino, ish charbo, ish charbo." The Mishnah says in Perekei of Masechet Avos, ben shloshesir lemitzvos, ben chomesh lemikro, and so on, ben shloshesir lemitzvot. Perekei Mishnah Chof Alef, in Masechet Avos, Rashi on the spot. And once again in Masechet Nozia Chof Tesemet Beis, Rashi says, what is the makor? How do we know? What is the makor? What is the source? How do we know that Bar Mitzvah is 13 years of age from Shimon Velevi? Shimon Velevi were 13, and the posuk calls them Ish. It is from this posuk that we know that a 13-year-old boy is Ish. He is considered a gadol. So according to Rashi in two different sources, this posuk is the basis of this most general halacha, that a 13-year-old boy is a bar chiyuvah, he could be moitzi acherem yedei chevosin, he is a bar onshin. Chuvas maril semenun alaf, the maril wonders. From this pasuk we could know that a 13-year-old boy is considered ish, but who says that a 12-year-old boy is not considered ish? We need a source that 13 is the pivotal point. Younger than that, a person is a cotton, and older than that, he is considered a gadol. Well, to understand Rashi, I would suggest one of two different approaches. One is maybe the word ish is a yitur, because the posuk could simply say Shimon Velevi lakhu charbam. Why does the posuk have to say ish charbo? If it's a yitur, then it's a drosha. Then one would argue that is the revusa. 13, yes. 12, no. Another approach would be this. Well, pure common sense dictates that a newborn child isn't a bar onshin, and he cannot be a bar chiyuva. Neither 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 years of age. Every normal person understands that a little child that doesn't really have enough responsibility and accountability cannot be considered a bar chiyuva or a bar onshin. So the Torah must teach us from what stage, yes. How old does one have to be? He should be responsible for his actions and deeds. And therefore, if we find in the entire Torah, we find no source that a person is considered ish only when he's 13 years of age, that is enough to assume that anybody that did not arrive at that point, 13 years, would not be considered an ish. But nevertheless, I still feel that this is not a droshe gemure. It's only an asmachta and a remes ba'alma, because a nidid of memhei, and this is a very simple aloha that everybody knows, that a girl is considered a baras chiyuv and a bas onshin at 12 years of age. So if the source is Shimon Velevi, how do we know that a girl has a different aloha? And therefore, my strong feeling is this is only a remes ba'alma, asmachta. But this basic halacha is either halacha l'moshe m'Sinai or nimsar hadavar l'chachumim, as I will explain in the coming moments. I just want to comment that in Divrei Chazal and the Rishonim we find additional sources that 13-year, that's the magic number, that only a 13-year-old boy is considered a gadol. Sanhedrin Samech Tesomet Beis, Chazal bring a different posik, ish ish mimelachto, by melechas ha-mishkon, And the Gemara says that Bezalel was 13 years old at the time. Seems to be a surprise to many of us. But Bezalel was 13, and the Pasuk says, Ish Memalachtei, so we know that a 13-year-old boy is considered Ish. Medrash Rabbah Parshas told us on the Pasuk, V'yigdelu hana'orim, that is one of the more important sources of the time of godless. The Medrash says a muscle. Hodas ve'etzvoinois, growing together. One is a thorn bush, and the other is hadasim, which have a beautiful scent. As long as they're small, until they didn't really develop, they're the same. Gidelem ze al gabei ze. Kivan shefshilu zenoten recho vezenoten chocho. Kach. As long as Esav and Yaakov were little boys, they seemed to be the same. But kivan shefshilu vegiu liyud gimel shodim vehi Esav ish yudet zayed v'Yaakov haya ish tam yoshev oholim. The Rajbatz in his commentary, Mogonavas HaMesechtes Ovis, and the Maril in the Tshuva I mentioned before, Semenun Aleph, they bring a remez. Posek in Yishayahu, Am zo yotzar tili, tilosi yisaperu, zo, Zayin Vav, 7 and 6, is Begematria 13, this might be the Makor, the 13 is the age of Bar Mitzvah. So there are various sources, and I once again say, all these sources are only a smachta b'yalma. But the halacha must be based on something more solid, something more defined. So the most important source in this sugi is Tshuvas HaRosh Klal Tet Zayin Simen Aleph. The Rosh says that the age of 13, that only 13 years of age, if a boy grows Simonim Shtei Saras, he is considered a godel, that is halacha L'moshe Mesinai. Halacha L'moshe Mesinai, just like all the other shiurim, that's what the Rosh writes. Well, I think there is a different approach as well. Rashi in Erechin Daf Yud Chesamid Beis, Rashi says that the shiur of 13 years of age and the din that only a 13-year-old boy is considered a godel is Midrabanon, which would be a tremendous surprise, something that we cannot understand as is. Oni the Rabbonon, so what's the din d'oraisa? If it's the Rabbonon, how could a person be bar onshin? If it's the Rabbonon, so what is the din before Chachomim instituted this halacha? Was a 1-day-year-old baby a bar onshin, or a 50-year-old man? How could it be the Rabbonon? It must be the d'oraisa. And therefore, I think the way we have to understand Rashi is the big yesod, which I mentioned many, many times. The gather of Nimsa Dova L'Chachomim. In Minchas Sosha Chumash Devorim Simachov Zayin, I wrote at length about this concept. And I think this concept is one of the most basic fundamentals in Torah Shebal Peh, maybe even the most basic fundamental in Torah Shebal Peh. In many sugyas, Nimsa Hadova L'Chachomim. In Shas, this concept is only found twice. Chagigah Daf Yud Ches, and once again in Pchodes Daf Chavav. In some areas, the Torah gives a general rule, but the Torah doesn't give the details. And there must be details. By essence, there must be details. And if the Torah doesn't give the details, nor do we have a key on which to understand the details, Nimser Hadova L'Chachomim. Because Nimser Hadova L'Chachomim, the Chachomim are not only commentators, but actually legislators. And whatever they say is a d'oraisa. So this is a concept we discussed at many different occasions, and I do not want to get into this at length, but I would suggest that you check Minchaso Shachomim Shavuom Simachov Zayin to get a better grasp and better understanding in what I am just quoting, Bekitz and Nimratz. So, there's a Yerushalmi, the beginning of Masechet Peir, of Hoshaya says, Kol ha-shiurim em midrabonon. And I ask the same question, shiurim cannot be midrabonon. So, min ha-Torah, a person is either on a kol shehu, or when would he get malchus, when would he be over? So we must say, when Rav Hoshea says in Yerushalmi Derabonan, he means Nimsa Hadovor L'Chachomim. And that is the way we need to understand Rashi in our sugya. Yud Gimel Shonim is the Rabbanon b'koach shenimsa b'yodam, because it is simple as simple can be, that there must be some shiur, some gvul. When is a person accountable? When is he responsible? When is he a bar chiyuv and a bar onshin? And if the Torah doesn't say, behechreach shenimsa hadovah l'chachomim v'divreim kedivrei Torah. I think that is also the opinion of Tosis in Sanhedrin of Samech Tes, because in Sanhedrin of Samech Tes, Tosis says, B'yamei Kedem, in the days of the Tanakh, in the very early days of creation of mankind, godless was earlier, because people achieved maturity at an earlier age, and therefore the din of godless was earlier. If this is Aloha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it is totally unreasonable. It wouldn't depend on maturity. It wouldn't depend on physical development or mental development. It's Aloha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Shiurim don't change. However, if it's Nimsa Dov L'Chachomim, then one might argue that is precisely the reason it's Nimsa L'Chachomim, because it's Talui Lefi Amokim Lefi Hazman. So I think the two basic approaches to understand this most fundamental of halachas, that this man of godless is 13-year-old for a boy and 12 for a girl, is either Aloha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that is the opinion of the Rosh and Klal Ted Zayin, Siman Aleph in Tshuvas HaRosh, or Nimsa Hadov L'Chachomim, which in my understanding is the Shit of Rashi and Erech and Daf Yud Ches, and Tosis in Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Tes. Some Achroinim, primarily Rabbi Elchanan, deal with an interesting question. A person is considered a godel and a bar chiyuva only by bringing shtei saros at the age of 13. Shtei saros is a siva or a simen. These are definitions very well known in the yeshiva world, siva or simen. So the question of Elchanan deals with shtei saros a etzem agadlus, or it is only a simen that we assume that the person is a godel if he brought shtei saros after he is 13 years of age. So, to me, I always felt a bit uneasy with the Etzem Shaila, because to me it seemed to be so simple and so beyond doubt and beyond question. Of course, as a siman, why would Shtei Saras be the real thing? Why would that be considered godless? Godless must be something far more fundamental than here, than Shtei Saras. And besides that, Chazal called the Shtei Saras Simonim. If Chazal says Simonim, how would we say it's not a Simon, it's a Siba? I mean, so why is it called Simonim? So not always do I understand the Achroinim properly, but I feel sometimes more comfortable with the Kadmoinim or the Rishonim. And this question is first discussed in Tshuvas Maharit. Maharit was one of the most important poskim throughout the ages, 450 years ago. Tshuvas Maharit, Chelek Aleph Simanun Aleph. The Maharit makes it very clear. Simonim are Simonim. And his basic argument is that is the way they are defined by Chazal. Simonim. So the Simonim aren't Etzem Magadlus, but rather an indicator, a Siman. Is this pure philosophy, or is it halachic definition? Well, the Marit makes it very clear that there's a nafka minela halacha. If there's a young boy, and he doubts for the Omid, or any other reason we have to doubt whether he's a godel or a katan, we don't know how old he is, whether he's 13 years old or not. We also don't know whether he brought simonim. Would that be considered a svek sveka? We have two svekas. Afim tim seloim eshu ben shloshesa, maybe he has no simonim. Afim tim seloim he has simonim, maybe he's not 13 years of age. So would that be considered a svek sveka? The Minit argues no, because both svekas are essentially the same. It's only one suffik. Our suffik is he a godel or not? Because shonim and simonim are only indicators. That is not the real question. The real question is he a godel or a kotna? Therefore, it would not be considered a svek sveik. However, this assumption that 13 years of age and simonim are only indicators, but they're not the real concept of godless, is a bit complicated. How do we understand the very interesting halacha that we find in Or HaChaim Siman Nun Hei Sif Yud? And this is a bit of a puzzle. Two children were born in a leap year in a Shona Me'oberes. One was born Chaf Hei Odor Aleph. The other was born Yud Odor Beis. So the first one, Reuven, was born 2 weeks before Shimon. 13 years pass, and at the year of their bar mitzvah, there's only one Odor. So Reuven that was born Chaf Hei Odor Aleph, his bar mitzvah will be Chaf Hei Odor. Shimon that was born 2 weeks later, Yud Odor Beis, his bar mitzvah would be Yud Odor. So Reuven was born 2 weeks before Shimon, but Shimon's bar mitzvah will be 2 weeks before Reuven. Because at the time of their bar mitzvah, it is a Shona Pshuta, not a leap year. There's only one Odor. So Shimon was born Yud Odor, Reuven was born Chaf Hei Odor, so Shimon becomes bar mitzvah before Reuven. There actually is a big machlokes in Achayim. What is the din even if at the year of the bar mitzvah there were still two others? The Mogen Avraham's opinion is makes no difference, because in any halachic issue, Odor Aleph is not considered Odor. Only Odor Beis is the real Odor. So according to the Mogen Avraham, Reuven was born Chaf Hei Odor Aleph, Shimon was born Yud Odor Beis, even if at the year of their bar mitzvah, it's once again a leap year. Nevertheless, Reuven's bar mitzvah would be Chaf Hei Odor Beis, and Shimon's bar mitzvah Yud Odor Beis, and therefore Shimon would be coming before Reuven. The Chasam Sofer and many other Achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah, dispute the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, and they argue, if at the time of their bar mitzvah there once again is two Odors, then Reuven's bar mitzvah should be Chaf Hei Odor Aleph and not Chaf Hei Odor Beis. However, let's get back to our basic question. So if we say Simonim and Shonim are Etzem HaInyan, we could understand. But if we assume that Shonim and Simonim are only indicators, but the godless is godless adas, godless and nefesh, then how could we possibly understand such a strange halacha? That Reuven was born 2 weeks before Shimon. So, by any means of science or objective reasonability, wouldn't it be simple that Reuven was born 2 weeks before Shimon, that his bar mitzvah has got to be 2 weeks before Shimon's bar mitzvah? Because we're not dealing with a simple gzeiras hakosov, but rather with simonim. We would have two different ways to explain this and solve this dilemma. One would be based on the Yerushalmi in Nedorim Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, once again Ksubis Daf Dalad Amid Alef, quoted by the Shach in Yerodeh Semekuf Peites, that's the Din of Vestois. The Yerushalmi says that Tiber HaShono and Kiddush HaChodesh could change science, could change the physical world. And the Yerushalmi brings an example. So one might argue, if this is the din of B'mitzvah, then nature is altered and nature adapts to halacha. And because the appropriate time of the B'mitzvah, instead of Chaf Hei Odor Aleph, would be Chaf Hei Odor Beis, that means it also affects his physical development, and therefore it should be no wonder that the one that was born later has B'mitzvah earlier. The other approach would be, no, it does contradict science, but halacha always reigns supreme. And I pointed out in many, many different areas, not always is the basic reasoning and rationale of a mitzvah dictating its details and all its protim. And the same would apply to our din. Because bar mitzvah depends on the day of birth, so this is an anomaly, but nevertheless, that is the halacha. It's an anomaly because, by scientific definition, we should assume that the one who was born earlier achieves godless earlier. But because the day of bar mitzvah always depends on date of birth, then it is an anomaly. It's not normal. Maybe it doesn't fit in with a proper understanding of human development, of biology, but nevertheless, that is the halacha, and halachic definition always has the upper hand and overrides the nature or the basic rationale of this given mitzvah. There's an interesting discussion between two of the great achronim, Ma'ari Chagiz, Halachas Ketanas, Chelik Beis, Simen Kufayin Dalad, and Shivas Siren, Chuvis, Simen Tet. Going back to the same story, Reuven was born Chofei Oda Aleph, Shimon was born Yud Oda Beis. 13 years later, Shimon's mitzvah is before Reuven. Who of the two brothers has the mitzvah of Kabed Asovich Vesemechu Es L'Rabois Ochichu Hagodol? Well, seems to be a totally unrealistic question, because if the two brothers, one cannot be born 15 days after the other. They gotta be twins. But we could ask the same question, just let's modify the time scale. Okay. Reuven was born 10 o'clock in the morning, and his twin, not 10 o'clock in the morning, but rather, let's say, Reuven was born Erev Rish Chodesh, Lamed Odor Aleph. His twin brother Shimon was born 15 minutes later, but that was already Aleph Odor Beis. 13 years later, Shimon's Bar Mitzvah would be Aleph Odor Rish Chodesh, Odor Reuven's Bar Mitzvah would be a month later, Lamed Odor. So, who has the mitzvah of Kabed Esuchichu Agodol? Es Lerab Esuchichu Agodol. Lalochas Ketana says that Reuven was born earlier, but his bar mitzvah is later. So he has the mitzvah of giving due respect to his older brother. The Eskayimbo V'Rav Yavod Tza'io. The Shivas Siyan totally rejects that opinion, totally rejects such a strange opinion, because he argues bar mitzvah depends on a given date, the date of birth, but Ochichu Agodol, that has nothing to do with date of birth. It's a metzias. The one that's older, the one who was here longer, the one that was the first to come to this world, he is the older brother. And his younger brother, regardless of when his bar mitzvah would be, has the mitzvah of Ochichu Hagodol. Well, I don't think it'll be that terrible if we be b'machmer and both shittes and let those two wonderful brothers be mechabed one another. Tzveke diuraisa lechumra. So this is a very interesting question. Some achronim, later generations, deal with a different question. One boy, not two, this time around, regarding this question. A child was born Lamed Odor Aleph, Shehu Roish Chodesh Odor Beis, 13 years later. Lamed Odor or Roish Chodesh Odor, when it says Bar Mitzvah? Roish Chodesh Odor would be Lamed Shvat. He was born Lamed Odor, Odor Aleph, not Lamed Shvat. But Lamed Odor would be Roish Chodesh Nisan. He was born Roish Chodesh Odor, not Roish Chodesh Nisan. So which is the date that overrides? Is it Roish Chodesh Odor or Lamed Odor Aleph? An interesting shaila. There's a very well-known Chasam Sofer, Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Yeradeya, Kuf Pei Dalad, and once again Shin Yud Zayin. The Chasam Sofer argues, even though the Rambam says in Perek Yud Alocha Beis Avilchas Malochem, that even by Bnei Noach HaKotan as Potom and Oinshim, he doesn't mean a cotton younger than 13 years of age, because that is Alocha LaMashem Sinai, as the Rosh makes clear. And the Rambam writes in Perek Tes of Hilchas Malochem Alocha Yud, Lo Nitnu Shiurim LeBnei Noach. And therefore the shiur of 13 years isn't relevant to Bnei Noach. So how do we define a cotton by Bnei Noach? A cotton bedas, he doesn't really have proper das to be responsible, to be accountable. And even though many gedolim had the same idea, the Minchas Chinuch, the Shoel HaMeishev, Madura Aleph, Chelik Beisem, and Yun Dalad, Minchas Boruch, to me it feels extremely far-fetched. Kol Kiyai Gamle, the Rambam should be more explicit and explain such a tremendous Chiddush. Pashtas Loshon HaRambam, the Rambam deals with Kotan and Godel by Bnei Noach, I think the concept would be the same. Either because the Aruch HaMashiach Moshe Messinai applies to Bnei Noach as well, or regarding the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, which I quoted before, Nimsa Adov HaChachomim. I think this basic rule that godless depends on Simonim and 13 years of age applies to Bnei Noach just as it applies to Bnei Yisroel. And when the Rambam writes Lo Nitnu Shiurim LeBnei Noach, he's not referring to 13 years, but rather to what is defined in the entirety of Shas and Aloch as Shiurim. Kezayas, Revias, Kosefes, Grogeres, Shiurei Nefach. Shiurim of quantity has nothing to do with 13 years of age. Age is not defined usually as shiurim. Even according to the Rosh's opinion, the opinion of the Rosh that it is, Aloch HaMashiach Messinai included in shiurim, chatzitzin, mechitzin, Aloch HaMashiach Messinai. Od rega adabera, just briefly. We all know the halacha when you're son gets bar mitzvah, you say a barucha at the Sefer Torah, baruch shiptarani miyon shel shazam. The Ramo says in Simen Reish Chofei, Siv Beis, that this barucha should be said without Shem Malchus because it isn't found in Shas. However, the Bir Agro argues it is found in Medrash. Medrash Abba Parshas told us, and that is reason enough to say Shem Malchus. Leket Yosho, the disciple of the Trumas Edeshen, brings that his great Rebbe, Trumas Edeshen, when his son became Bar Mitzvah, formulated the Baruch in Aramaic, Brich Rachmona Malka de Aro, Shiptarani Ma'on Shoshol Zeh. So obviously, he wanted to be Machmir, in accordance to the opinion of the Ramo, and therefore he said the Baruch, Belashon Aramit, in Aramaic, not to get into a suffix of Baruch Levatola. What is the translation or the interpretation of this bracha? According to the Levush, because children are punished for the follies of their parents, and therefore the father thanks the Kodesh Baruch Hu that from now on my child will never suffer from my shortcomings. The Magen Avraham's approach is to the contrary. The father is punishable if his son doesn't go in righteous ways, because that proves that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch properly, and that is the bracha that the father says, mekan ve'elach, he's on his own, and I no longer bear responsibility for his transgressions or shortcomings. Each of these two approaches have a source in Chazal. Medrash Rabba Parshas told us, is mavur, in accordance to the Magen Avraham's opinion, kol zman shadam katan, aviv chayav lechancho, Lahakimo, Lilamdo, Mekan ve'elach potro, and therefore we say Boruch Shiptarani, while in Yalkut, Megillas Rus, Ot Tofresh, it seems to be clear that the interpretation of this Boruch is in accordance to the opinion of the Levush. Two tremendous chidushim regarding the Boruch, Boruch Shiptarani, Mionchish, Shach ala Torah. Now, I want you to know that the Shach HaTorah is not the great Poisek Shach that we find in Yoredei and Choshe Mishpot, but rather one of the Makabolim Talmidei Talmidov Shel Ha'ari B'Tzvat. In a Parashas Lech Lecho, the Shach HaTorah says that the child is the one to say this brocha and not the father, but rather the Bar Mitzvah brocha. This approach definitely would be fitting only in accordance to the Levush, that the son bears punishment for his father's misgivings and shortcomings and transgressions, and therefore the son is the one to be grateful and say Boruch Shiptarani Mion Sheshazeh. But it is a tremendous chiddush that we do not find in any of the Rishonim. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the Shor LaMeishiv, in his Hagos Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim Reish Chofei, brings the Roshes Mahari Shueib. Mahari Shueib was a great disciple, a Talmud of the Rashba, and he writes in his Roshes that there was a Chochem that said this Brocha Boruch Shiptarani Mion Sheshazeh when his son became 20 years of age, and that is based on the Gemara Shabbos Peites that until the age of 20 Beis Din Shel Malo doesn't give punishment, and therefore He once again said that brochen. That is also a tremendous chiddush. So the sugya we dealt with today is the sugya of bar mitzvah, starting off with Shimon Velevi, one of the sources which the Rishonim bring to the concept that only a 13-year-old boy is a bar mitzvah, and we dealt with various sugyas, various svaros kedarko shel Torah. In this week's parsha, we learn about the struggle, the ultimate struggle between Yaakov and Soroy shel Esav. Ve'yakel ha'yocholoi ve'yiga be'kaf yerecho ve'teka kaf yerech Yaakov. It is clear in Chazal and in the Perash HaRamban al HaTorah that this struggle wasn't about Yaakov Avinu as an individual. It was a struggle about the entire future of the Jewish people. Noga v'tzadikim shebekol dor v'dor, the Ramban writes. The Ramban also quotes that this was a struggle about doiroi shel shmad. And the Rambam describes the terrible yesurim that we had in Doiroi shel Shmad and in many, many other generations. So this struggle wasn't about Yaakov Avinu as an individual, but rather about the nation of Israel. The Zohar Kodesh explains the name Yisroel, the five letters of Yisroel include the first letter of Shloish Sovois V'Arbo Imohois. Yud is Yitzchok and Yankov. The Shin is Soro. The Reish is Rochel and Rivko. The Aleph is Avraham, and the Lamed indicates Leah. Because Shoroshei Nishmoiseim Shel Shloish Samlochem Arbasa Shel Shloish Sovois Arbasa Imohois, all are included in Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, Yaakov's name Yisroel also became the name of the entire nation, because Yaakov was the ultimate father of Israel, and he was the one whose entire Avodas HaKodesh was to give us koyach, strength, sustenance through this terrible galus. Thousands of years of Golus and Hester upon him, and only in the merit of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore the struggle was between Soroy shel Esav, he is the Satan, and Yaakov Avinu. And it wasn't about Yaakov, but about the future of Klal Yisroel. Yaakov Yisroel is begematria Klal Satan, indicating when Yaakov fought the Satan, and they had a tremendous struggle. Hello, Ovokad Kis Yaakov. They reached Kis Yaakov and reached the latest of generations, the last of days. And Yaakov came out victorious. It is then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu added an additional name to Yaakov, Yaakov Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer points out Yaakov Yisrael is Begematria Klal Satan. And the Chasam Sofer goes on to develop a marvelous idea. When Yaakov overcame the Malach asks, "V'yomer elav mashemecha v'yomi Yaakov v'yomer lo Yaakov yomer oit shimchu ki im Yisrael ki soriso amalakim v'menoshim v'tuchal." So the Malach says, "Lo Yaakov yomer oit shimchu ki im Yisrael." The Gemara says, "Akol el Avram Avram oive be'esa." So the Gemara asks, "Why wouldn't we say the same regarding Yaakov Avinu?" And the Gemara says, no. The Malach said, Lo yoid Yaakov yom Hashem chokim Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the continuation of the parasha, we learn, V'yeru Elokim al Yaakov oid bevoyim epadin ron v'yavoruch oisoy. V'yoyim alo Elokim, Shimchu Yaakov. Lo yikoroi, Shimchu oid Yaakov kim Yisrael. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless said, Shimchu Yaakov, and therefore Yaakov has two names. So the Chasam Sofer argues, Yaakov has two names, because Yaakov Yisrael is the gematria of Kla Soton. However, the Soton was very unhappy giving Yaakov a name, which indicates his demise, Kla Soton, and therefore the Soton insisted that his name should be only Yisrael, and not Yaakov Yisrael. Because Yaakov Yisrael is Kla Soton. If we take out a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper and we start adding our numbers, doesn't really fit. Because Klal Sotan is 729, that's the numerical value, the gematria. Yankov Yisrael is 723. So, obviously, somebody made a mistake in his arithmetic. No, nobody made a mistake. And I think that Oymek HaDevorim, the depth of this idea, is astounding and it's beautiful. Because Rashi brings B'chamisha Mekoymes Katuv Eliyo Choso, or B'chamisha Mekoymes Katuv Yankov Mole, Eliyo without Avov and Yankov with Avov. Why? Iravoin Lakach Yankov Avinum Eliyo Shiove V'yavaso Geula Lebonov. Yankov took a mashkin from Eliyo because Yankov was the real hero of the Geula. Yankov had gepoiled the Geula. And Eliyo is the shliach of Yankov. He will be the one at the end of days to bring us besuras ha-ge'ulo. And Yankov took a mashkin from Eliyo. The vav was taken away from Eliyo in five places, five different sources, and added on to the name of Yankov. And the Maral explains why five. And why dafka vav, not a yud, not the ayin, not the kuf, not the beis, only the vav. So the Maral in his very special and unique style says, on the palm of your hand you have five fingers, and Vav is the letter that resembles a finger. Five fingers are on the palm of your hand. In Aloha there is a concept of Tkiyas Kaf. Tkiyas Kaf is considered a Shvur. Yankov wasn't happy just about Eliyahu promising him. He was Mashbiya. Eliyahu gave him a Tkiyas Kaf. He swore to him that Bevoa Et, when the time will come, he will be the shaliach and bring besuras ha-geula for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, whenever we deal with the geula, Eliyo is chosef vav. The very famous posik, Hinei unoichi sholeach lechem es Eliyo hanovi. Bevo yoyim Hashem ha-godol v'anoiru v'heishuv leiv ovesel bonim v'leiv bonim al avoysam. Eliyo in this posik is without a vav. So when we're dealing with the geula, Eliyo is without a vav and Yankov is with a vav. Klal Sotan ultimately will manifest itself and it will be seen by the entire world when the Mashiach will come. And therefore, regarding the gematria of Yankov Yisrael, Yankov should be mole with a vav. Yankov with a vav is an additional number six. Yankov Yisrael, Yankov Molei, is the precise gematria of Klal Sotan, which is 729. Yehi Ratzon we should be zoicha bekarov that this bracha of Yankov Avinu and the Shavua Shelio nishba le Yankov Avinu, Shelio Anavi should be mekayim his Shavua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach Tzidkenu, B'mheiru, V'yomeinu, Amen.